I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, June 27th. The city of Quincy is in the process of developing a plan to comply with a state law requiring a certain amount of housing surrounding the city's four MBTA stations. The legislature last year passed the ordinance that sets the standards for transit-oriented development depending on the amount of MBTA service available in a given community. Quincy is designated as a rapid transit community because of service by subways, commuter rail, and buses. City Solicitor Jim Timmons says the particular attention is being paid to areas around the Quincy Adams station. The state has accepted Quincy's preliminary plan to develop transit-oriented development, and a final plan must be submitted to the state by the end of the year. City Council is expected to take up the issue in September. Quincy City Clerk Nicole Crispo is urging residents to return their city census forms or risk being put on the inactive voter list. Crispo says about half of Quincy's 65,000 registered voters still have not returned their census forms. Crispo says if a voter is put on the inactive voter list, they would be required to sign an affidavit at the polls verifying their residence before they'd be allowed to vote. She says that will result in considerably slower lines at the polls during elections. The city provides a postage-paid envelope for the return of census forms. The new radiology center at Manet Community Health Center's North Quincy headquarters is now officially open. A ribbon-cutting ceremony was held Friday, officially opening the new center that was unveiled recently. The new center will operate in partnership with Boston Medical Center and will provide patients with high-quality X-ray and mammogram services. Funding was provided by the city's Community Development Block Grant Program, U.S. Health Resources and Services Administration, American Rescue Plan Act, Health Infrastructure Support Grant, and the Mass Development Community Health Center Grant Program. Quincy Rotary Club recently made a donation to Quincy College's early college, high school, and summer youth works programs. The $3,800 donation will go toward the purchase of snacks and other food items to be made available to the many participants in both programs that will be offered on the college campus beginning July 10th. College President Rick DeCristofaro accepted the gift from Rotary Club President Walter Hubley, his wife Catherine, and Rotarians Karen Smith, Leslie Bridson, and John Whitney. A barbecue grill caught fire and almost spread to a house in Quincy early yesterday. Police say it happened on Littlefield Street on Howes Neck. At about 12:30 yesterday morning, Quincy firefighters responded and doused the blaze before any significant damage was done to the home, and there were no injuries reported. Authorities continue to search for the person or persons responsible for fatally shooting two teenagers in Braintree. Police say several 911 calls came in on Alfred Road at about 1:30 a.m. Sunday. Officers found two victims and a third person inside a vehicle that was parked outside 10 Alfred Road. The latter of the victims was uninjured. Police said numerous life-saving measures were initiated by officers, Braintree firefighters, and Brewster ambulance paramedics, but both victims ultimately died of their injuries at South Shore Hospital in Weymouth. Norfolk County DA's office identifies the victims as 16-year-old Jazier Porter, who lived at that house, and 19-year-old Jaden Santos Andrade of Dorchester, who was set to turn 20 next month. Officials said Porter was a Braintree High School student. Mayor Charles Kokoris said he'd been in contact with the superintendent of schools to discuss making resources available to members of the school community. No arrests have been made so far in connection with the shooting. Police said they believe they found the suspected getaway car connected to the crime. Police said in the past they have responded to that Alfred Road home where the car was parked in front of. They believe multiple people may have been involved in the deadly shootings. Residents of the neighborhood said police have visited that home numerous times in the past. Sources discovered that 10 Alfred Road had been a busy address for police service calls even as recently as last week. Those calls included reports of a suspicious motor vehicle, suspicious activity, a noise complaint, call for an ambulance, and wellness check on a juvenile. Work moving forward on an addition to Beth Israel Deaconess Hospital in Plymouth yesterday, as the first 5 of 20 modular units arrived at the hospital. Together, the modular units will form a new observation unit. Yesterday, a crane helped lift the structures and put them in place. The addition will include 25 beds for incoming patients to be admitted for observation and testing before receiving care in the hospital's emergency department. The emergency department was originally built to serve around 25,000 patients a year. Now, staff say they're seeing almost double that figure. Beth Israel Deaconess Hospital Plymouth's president, Kevin Coughlin, said they're seeing between 45 and 50,000 patients a year in the emergency room right now. Hospital officials said the $14 million addition will help streamline patient flow and reduce wait times. Other modular units are scheduled to be delivered throughout the week. The Joint Committee on Transportation held a hearing yesterday surrounding MBTA safety. Secretary of Transportation Gina Fiandaca was joined by T General Manager Philip Eng and the Interim Chief of Staff Katie Cho as meeting members asked questions, with the majority pointed at Eng on how to improve the MBTA. In response, Eng said that the system is safe to use, but, quote, we can still to do better. Yesterday, the T set nearly 600 action items to the Federal Transit Administration, identifying things that need fixing and how they plan to do it. T is currently under continued review by the Federal Transit Administration for a series of safety issues focused on riders and workers of the troubled transit system. Eng also said the T is making progress on lifting slow zones that have been plaguing passengers. State lawmakers also questioned the T on its spending. T spent less than a third of the $380 million allocated to the agency by the state. Eng also reinstated his idea for creating a chief stations officer. A position would allow for someone to streamline and oversee the maintenance and inspection process of the MBTA stations. After numerous incidents of parts of the ceiling falling on passengers at Red Line stations, the FTA was invited to yesterday's hearing but declined, stating they do not publicly testify on agencies that are currently under review. Well, if you're going away for the long 4th of July weekend, be prepared for traffic and lines at the airports. According to AAA, the number of Americans traveling by car and air could be at record levels. The agency predicts 50.7 million people will travel 50 miles or more from their home for the July 4th holiday. That would break the record of 49 million set in 2019. AAA said 43.2 million people will drive to their destinations. That's up more than 2% from last year and 4% higher than in 2019. And more than 1.4 million Massachusetts residents will be among those traveling, 1.2 million of them by car. Both mirror the national trends and are higher than the number of travelers and drivers from a year ago. One factor for the expected increase in drivers, gas prices are much lower than last summer. The average price for a gallon of gas in Massachusetts this week is $3.55. Last year at this time, it was $4.94. AAA expects a new record for air travel as well, projecting 4.17 million Americans will fly somewhere for the holiday weekend. The current record for 4th of July travel is 3.91 million, set in 2019. More people are expected to travel by bus, train, or cruise for the upcoming weekend. Check of business news. Stocks are lower. The Dow is down 12. The Nasdaq dropped 156. The S&P lost 19. Global stocks were higher. The dollar rose. The euro was up. Oil at $69 a barrel. Sports. Red Sox are back home tonight for a series with the Miami Marlins beginning at 7:10. The National Weather Service forecast For today, hazy, warm, and humid with scattered showers and thunderstorms and a high of 82. Muggy tonight, low 69. More of the same tomorrow. Thursday as well. Friday could be better with partly cloudy skies. It'll still be warm and humid Friday, but less of a chance for rain at a high Friday, 84. For the boater, waves a couple of feet. Wind out of the south, 10 to 15, will gust to 25 knots and a high tide at 7.06 p.m. Sunrise 5.09, set at 8.24. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Tuesday, June 27th.